This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Yeah, I had a couple of quick questions. One was I had a cholesterol test done, and cholesterols were fine, the HDLs and LDLs, but the triglycerides were in the 300s, like 320 to be exact. And I noticed that I used to eat sugar a lot, and but I switched to raw honey hoping to better that number. That's the thing. I was wondering, will raw honey cause that to go up too?
Your triglycerides?
Yeah.
It's anything's possible because you're dealing with the sugar and also with fats that can drive triglycerides, but probably not. It's not really the honey. Your triglycerides being up is probably an accumulation of the way you've been eating over a period of time. And that's not going to happen just recently. I mean, what does your diet look like normally? Are you very conscious about what you eat, or have you just started doing that, and maybe it's been something where you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time?
Yeah, it's just been recently where I changed, and I was hoping, like, you know, I guess just a couple of months, and it's really not enough to really show the effort yet, I guess.
No, but that's a good thought. I mean, the good news is you've been eating well for a couple of months, so that's great news. So at least no matter what you've done in the past. I don't really get hung up on what you've done in the past so much. It's kind of about what decisions you made right now to make it happen, for your health to get better, and for you to be functioning at a higher level. I mean, that's the way I look at it, and that's the way it's best to look at it. But, I mean, when it comes down to your overall health and where you are and triglyceride levels, pretty simple. I mean, if you're eating well, you can expect blood to change, meaning your blood tests and all, to change between 90 and 120 days. The reason being is because our bodies really need that much time to change. The blood cells die off somewhere between 90 and 120 days. And then we get new blood cells that form. So our new cells form. So, I mean, that's just a good way to look at it. So, I mean, you're on the right path. I mean, triglycerides, as long as you're eating well and cutting, you know, watching your carbohydrate intake and you're eating healthy fats, then you can expect pretty good changes. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, that is an ace in the hole for triglycerides. I mean, literally. You want to get the triglycerides down under 100. That's a goal for you. And by eating healthy fats, watching your carbohydrate intake, not getting too much like the starchy carbs, and really following that type of protocol, you can see some huge strides with it. So I think it's something that you strongly should look into. B5 will play a big role. And then when you get your blood test done, I'd wait probably another 8 weeks or so and go to your family physician or whomever and get some blood work done and have them take a look at it and see where the numbers land. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Probably notice a big difference. I mean, change your diet, yes. Exercise, important, yes. And then also the vitamin B5 with triglycerides is just a big, big key. Because cholesterol, the one thing is you want to make sure, you know, the HDLs, that's the high-density lipoproteins. Those are the good guys. And the low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, those are the bad guys. Those are the ones you really have to watch out for. I mean, we need the HDLs to be up, like above 50, just for good overall health. But our LDLs, we always want to keep those down under 100, if at possible, just because you want to get those numbers down so that you reduce the chance of, you know, plaquing building up in the arteries and whatnot. So, and just remember, for LDLs, red yeast rice and vitamin E are really, really good. Good things to look at when you go to your health food store or whomever you talk with about getting any kind of supplementation there that can be helpful. Okay? But keep me posted how things go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Afer. How are you?
I'm doing well, darling. What's going on?
Well, I just had some blood work done not too long ago and found out that my vitamin D levels are critically low.
Uh-oh.
I basically was just told that my body doesn't produce vitamin D correctly like the way normal people do. So I basically just have to take 20,000 IUs a day of vitamin D for the rest of my life, which I don't buy that there's not a natural way that I can kind of jumpstart that production.
Wait a minute. Now, you were told, hold on a second. You were told by your physician, your primary care, this?
Mm-hmm.
So you were told by your primary care physician that your body doesn't produce enough vitamin D.
Right.
Our bodies do produce vitamin D, but it's in regard to the foods that we eat and or our reaction to sunlight, being in enough sunlight. So did he say you have some kind of deficiency that he did a blood test for? Not
right.
Vitamin D deficiency. Is there something else that he found?
As far as I know, it was just the D level. The vitamin D was at 19.
Yeah, that's low. I mean, no doubt about it, but that it just means that you're not getting enough from your diet and you're not getting enough sunlight. That's all that means. That can easily be corrected. Big time.
Okay, that's what I thought. There had to be some way that I could correct that other than just shoving vitamin D in.
Well, let's say, for example, you're shooting. I'm a big fan of keeping vitamin D between about 70 and 90 on a blood test, okay? So getting it between 70 and 90 on a blood test is going to be important in keeping it there. Well, to jump it from 19 to 75 or 80, yeah, that is a big deal. You do want to bump those numbers. But once you get it there, you can't stay on 20,000 units forever. It's too much. That will become toxic. So to bump it down maybe to 5 units a day might be more of a reality, to keep those numbers where they need to be, if that makes sense. So just a couple of things to think about. I mean, you want to taper. You want to get it up there with a high dose, check the blood, make sure everything's kosher and everybody's happy, and then you bump it down to like 5,000 units a day. But, I mean, even if you're taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day, you'll still need to take vitamin D. And just so you know, 98% of people need to be taking vitamin D. They really do, because we're all deficient, and we all don't get enough sunlight. We don't get enough vitamin D through our diet and all that kind of thing. And the whole milk does the body good, and you eat all your vitamin D out of milk and dairy products. That's a bunch of bunk. You're not going to get the amount that you need. You'll get a little bit, but you're not going to get the amount you need to really play at a high level and to function at a high level. Did he say anything else that you needed to take with that, or just vitamin D?
Sorry, he just told me the vitamin D that was low. He said everything else checked out normal.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I would look at that. First of all, if he didn't tell you to come back and get another blood test, I would do the 20,000 like he's talking about, but go back and get a test in about 8 weeks, and then just know that, and ask him if you'd like, but just know that a good dose to stay at is around 5,000 a day. That's a good, healthy, safe dose for an adult, especially a female, because you guys have to worry a little bit more about bone density levels for you, okay? But keep me posted. If you need me, you always call me back here on the show. And don't forget, cod liver oil is a great way to go, too. If you're going to take the vitamin D, make sure it's a liquid bioidentical. It's a lot better than the gel caps. And if you need help with that, just check us out at the website. But that's the best way and the highest absorbable form of vitamin D.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Check us out. Are you a smoker? You struggle with it? No, a lot of people do, but there's some good news because I'm a big fan of not smoking. Go figure. But heavy smoking, they're saying now as a whole, is declining in the U.S. Hallelujah on that. Now, the number of Americans who smoke a pack of cigarettes per day or more has dropped significantly, according to a new study in the Journal of American Medical Association. It said since the first Surgeon General's report on smoking and health in 1964, there has been a major decline in smoking prevalence. In 1965, 56% of the adult smokers consumed 20 cigarettes or more per day. And by 2007, just 41% of smokers were using a pack or more a day. California, which has consistently led the United States in using public policies to reduce cigarette smoking, has seen the greatest decline in smoking rates. Only 23% of all the smokers smoked at least a pack a day in 2007, and the state has also seen more rapid declines in lung cancer rates. So research has also found that fewer people are smoking 10 or more cigarettes per day, and the rapid decline in the prevalence of 10 or more cigarettes per day smoking across birth cohorts in mid-1960s is consistent with earlier reports of an increased incidence in cessation that occurred following the dissemination of the early scientific reports that smoking caused cancer. We know it does. So study authors added that the dramatic change in smoking patterns could be attributed to the reduced number of people who pick up the habit, and well as a greater number of Americans who quit smoking. So a lot of people ask me here on the show, obviously, they want to know how to quit smoking. What can they do to quit smoking? What changes can they make? And you know, a lot of people, I want to quit. Yeah, I want to quit. Well, you have to make a decision that you want to get well, period. And until that mental shift happens, really nothing's going to happen. Because once you decide that you want to get well, you want to stay well, you want to live well, you don't want to be dealing with a smoking habit any longer, there's a lot of things you can do. Like, for example, there are nicotine receptors in the body. Again, you know, the most addictive substance and part of cigarettes in the tobacco is the nicotine. And nicotine is just unbelievably hard for people to discontinue. But now with smoking, and you think about nicotine, there's a substance, it's a version of vitamin B3 called nicotinic acid. And the nicotinic acid is one of those that it just is so important to get balanced down in the body, because you can use it as a natural source and it can help fill up the receptors for nicotine. So it kind of mimics the body, it tricks the body into thinking that the nicotine receptors are full. And of course, it's good because it gets you to a place where your body can function at a better level without the cigarettes. And that just helps with the physiological part. And then, of course, there's the mental craving that you have. You develop the habit of smoking over a long period of time, and your body gets used to it. It likes having that puffing sensation. It likes having something to do. It becomes that fill agent that you use for whatever it is, depression, anxiety, not eating too much. It becomes kind of like your friend. And when you don't get the cigarette, you miss your friend. And then that causes a big issue with your overall health. But see, that's one of those changes that is fairly easy to make if you're willing to make the changes yourself. And that's where you have to make the decision that you want to get well. I always talk about my sweet little grandma, my granny, that was 93. She quit smoking at like 91. And she went into the hospital and had smoked for 50 years. 50 years. I mean, really? And like over a pack a day. And goes into the hospital and just made a decision. I mean, she said, if I don't have, she thought, you know, TB was like the big thing back in her day. And she said, if I don't have TB, when I go into this, you know, she ended up having pneumonia. But she goes, if I don't have TB, I'll make a decision that I'm going to quit smoking. And they came back with the test results and she had pneumonia. which they treated her with antibiotics and did the standard of care. And, of course, she got better, but she never smoked another cigarette. So this is a woman that is, of course, very strong-willed, but this is a woman that smoked almost her entire life and yet made a decision in an instant that she was going to quit and did. So no patch, no gum, no whining, and she quit. And her body began to restore itself. And, of course, it's just amazing. So if you want to quit, you can. And if you want to make the decision that you want to get well, you can. And there's a lot of other things you can do with smoking, too, like auricular therapy, where they put a little staple around your ear in certain areas. It's based on acupuncture. I mean, there's so many things we can do to kick the smoking habit. And I just want to encourage you, if you're struggling with it right now, know this, that you can make a change. You can get your body to go from where it is right now to where it needs to be. You can get your health back. It is possible to get your vitality back and to function at a high level. But you have to be willing to want to get well. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's go now to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Yes, Dr. Andrews.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's an honor to talk to you, sir. I just wanted to, first of all, vouch for the book. I haven't had an opportunity to read it yet, but if anything to do with gluten-free, I was on a gluten-free diet years ago, which did nothing but help. I got careless and got off of it, so I'm on my way back onto the diet. I started yesterday again. But is anti-inflammatory and gluten-free kind of on the same table, so to speak?
It is.
There's more to it, probably.
There's a lot. Well, not really. We try to make it as simple as possible with the way I laid it out. But it's basically all the foods. I gathered all the foods that reduce inflammation in the body, because having an inflammatory process happening in our digestive tract is a big deal. And by cutting down inflammation in the body, that's where we see the greatest results. Now, gluten, obviously being that protein that's in most grains, that does trigger it. And so, yes, the diet itself is gluten-free. I'm a huge gluten-free fan, and I'm actually doing some writings right now in another book on gluten-free, which is going to be a huge part of what you're going to see in the next 5 years as a trend in finding the extraordinary health that we're all looking for so that we can thrive rather than just merely survive. So, yes, to answer your question, those two go hand in hand, and I'm just telling you that it plays a major role in our health, especially with brain chemistry, such as the neurotransmitters. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out. You worried about the whole body airport scanners? The full body scanners have become, you know, the norm at airports, especially the larger ones around the country. And their use is really aimed at keeping passengers safe, which I'm grateful for. I fly all the time. So anything to do keep us safer. But, you know, of course, some experts say that we worry about the most commonly used type of scanner heightens the risk of cancer because it emits low levels of that ionized radiation. Two articles in the April issue of Radiology really assessed the risk, and they said the type of scanner in question scans travelers with what are called backscatter X-rays to detect objects hidden under clothing, such as nonmetallic explosives and weapons. Each time the passenger passes through one of the scanners, he or she is exposed to a tiny amount of radiation. An individual's risk of dying from cancer from such an exposure is estimated to be vanishingly small, About 1 in 10 million for a trip involving two screening scans, writes David Brenner, Ph.D., director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University Medical Center. According to the FDA, which regulates X-ray devices, there's no need to limit the number of individuals screened or, in most cases, the number of screenings an individual can have in a year. But Brenner believes the picture changes when you look at it from a larger public health perspective in which a billion travelers are scanned in the U.S. each year. In the present context, if a billion X-ray backscatter scans were performed each year, writes Brenner, one might anticipate 100 cancers each year resulting from this activity. So Brenner points out to a heightened risk of cancer among children, which he says is 5 to 10 times higher than the risk of middle-aged adults. Flight personnel who pass through the scanners hundreds of times each year also could be at a greater risk than the average traveler. So, you know, a lot to look at when you're thinking about it. I mean, if it was me, I'll tell you, when I go to the airport, I opt out. I don't go through the thing. I'm not having it. I'm going to avoid as much as I can. And there's different digital x-rays. There's different things you need it for diagnostic. If I'm going to get an x-ray, it's going to be for a diagnostic purpose because something weird might be going on that I want to check out, and that's about it. So I'm going to avoid that as much as possible. It's just one of those deals. You just got to be careful and stuff. Monitor your own health, because I will tell you this, no one else will. That's why I always say no one else will take responsibility for your health but you. So you have to be willing to kind of stand up for yourself in the middle of all this that's going on and make sure that you protect your health above anyone and everyone, because you have to take care of you. 888-283-7272. You've got questions about your health, we have answers. You call me right now and we'll get into it. So food for the day, as I always love to talk about, you know, food is our best medicine. It really is. And so many times we eat the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, and we need to eat the right kind of foods. One of those I want to talk about today are dates. And, of course, fruits and vegetables I talk about often as being such a critical component of the fuel source of the body, because, remember, carbohydrates, we need them. We use them for energy, and we need them for a lot of different processes. They've got a lot of fiber in them, and that's why fruits and vegetables really are the better way to go. But dates contain a lot of great health benefits, and I know that people eat them a lot of times, maybe when they're sick, or sometimes they use them for constipation, but there's a lot of really great benefits. I love dates. I think they're great, and so they're easy to travel with too. But one of the things they help with, constipation, and it's always been known as a laxative food, and this is the reason that dates are beneficial for people suffering from constipation, because you get a laxative effect from the dates, and you can soak the dates for one full night in water, and you consume these soaked dates in the morning like syrup to get the advantages. So if the more you liquefy the dates when you're using them for constipation, the better. And they're good for intestinal disorders as well. The nicotinic content that is present in the dates is said to be beneficial for curing any kinds of intestinal disorders. The continuous intake of dates helps to maintain a check in the growth of pathological organisms and thus helps in the rise of friendly bacteria in the intestines. Good for weight gain. Dates are said to be part of a healthy diet, and it can help you it consists of sugar, fats, proteins, as well as many essential vitamins. And if the dates are consumed with the paste of the cucumber, and one can easily come out for the problem over slimming. So the kilogram of dates equals about 3,000 calories. So it's, you know, pretty powerful. A lot of nutrients and a lot of calories are packed in those small little dates. So that's some good news. A lot of punch that they pack, for sure. So good for a healthy heart. We know that dates are very helpful in maintaining your heart health, and if you're dealing with any kind of heart condition, so beneficial. When you soak them overnight, and of course, crush them in the morning or liquefy them, they're very beneficial, and you can get more benefit out of them. Sexual weakness. Here's one for you. Dates are beneficial for increasing sexual stamina in the human body. So a handful of dates when soaked in fresh goat's milk for the night. Guys, here you go. Goat's milk and dates. Soak them overnight and grind them with a mixture of candom powder and honey. This is a very useful tonic for increasing sexual endurance and sterility caused to sexual functional disorders. So, guys, you might be able to ditch the Viagra and go with some dates, some goat milk, a little bit of candom powder, and honey. Interesting. You got the blue pill, and you got the date pill. Check that out. Diarrhea, ripe dates contain potassium, and potassium is beneficial for controlling diarrhea, and they're easily digestible, which, of course, helps cope with the problems of diarrhea. So I'm a big fan of dates. So many benefits with them, and they're so beneficial to our health. And, you know, that's the way it is with so many foods. That's why I like highlighting a certain food when I can and just when we have time to do that, because it's so beneficial for our overall health. The dates, so many things can be helpful, and they can get us kind of where we need to be. So something interesting about dates. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go to Johnny. Hi, Johnny. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, doctor?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Look, about almost a year ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And I'm a truck driver, and I was just wanting to know what are some vitamins that I could take over the counter to help me stabilize and give me more energy, because, you know, I'm on the road all the time for the night. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, even though I get my 8 to 10 hours of rest, I still feel kind of tired. And I don't always eat healthy out here like I should, but I'm just wanting to know what can I take, because I'm on metformin 500 milligrams.
Okay.
And I take a lisinopril, 10 milligrams.
So you're taking lisinopril, you're taking metformin, and your energy levels are low, right?
Yes.
And how many days are you on the, what do you drive, 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day?
11 hours.
Yeah. Okay. You know, packing, is it possible for you to pack and take your food with you?
Huh?
Is it possible for you to pack your food and take your food on the road?
Hello?
You're having a hard time there. I'm just going to suggest a couple things for you, Johnny, because we're having a tough connection issue. I'll tell you, one of the big things, if you're dealing with diabetes type 2, first and foremost, realize this, that the body can change. If it can get sick, if you can get into a health challenge like diabetes, it's possible for you to get out. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And that's a real big key. And so with diabetes, with it being a lifestyle-related health challenge, it's where the body begins to just wear out. The pancreas just can't secrete the insulin, and the body does not have the receptors to hold on to the insulin that it needs to. And that's the one thing when you're looking at diabetes that is kind of a hopeful issue, because if you can eat the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, blood sugar very well to where it can. So being a truck driver and being on the road all the time, one of the worst things you can do are go hours and hours and hours without eating, because you're losing the stabilization factor of your blood sugar levels. And then, of course, if you wait that long, probably as you already know, you're so starving, you're ravenously hungry, you're going to pull in and eat whatever and whenever. That's not going to help anyone. Not going to help weight gain. It's not going to help produce good new healthy cells. Just not a good way to go. So really always suggest with people that are dealing with diabetes, make sure you carry some food with you or some snacks with you. That way you can have 3 good solid meals a day, a couple snacks in between, and that you're following the principles in the anti-inflammatory diet, the one in my book, Empowering Your Health. That's what you want to do. If you follow those principles, then the body can begin to regenerate. And that's the real key in getting the body to regenerate. So those are a couple of things that can be very helpful and very beneficial all the way around. So you might want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, and it can be a real benefit. You can go to empoweringyourhealth.com to pick that up. And I think you'll notice it'll be a great benefit. So following those principles for at least 3 to 4 weeks. And then there's supplements you can use. Now, I know you're using the metformin. Your physician has you on that lisinopril, so you must be dealing with high blood pressure at a very minute level. And diabetes can cause some of that. They go hand in hand. But when you're looking at more of the metformin all, look into chromium picolinate, vanadium, manganese, and alpha-lipoic acid. Look into those different components and using cinnamon on your foods. Do some research on that. I think you'll find that those type of trace minerals, antioxidants, and even food sources can be a great benefit to balancing out you and to balancing out your food and balancing out your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas can start working better again and that you can start working better again. Rule of thumb for you, pack your food with you each day Eat every 3 hours or so, either a small meal or a snack. Keep your blood sugar levels stabilized. Use nutritional supplements and exercise, and those also can be tools to keep you balanced. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest. Well, if you've got questions, you give me a call, 888-283-7272. And shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Joe, you're up next. Joe, welcome.
Okay, hi.
How can I help, man?
Okay. I was diagnosed with nasal polyps. Apparently, your sinuses are going full blast like an engine running all the time. Eventually, the structure breaks down, and the top of your you get these little things hanging down, and inside your nose, you can't breathe. It's horrible. And then you get sinus infections all the time, and everyone that's had these has lost their sense of smell, including me. Mm-hmm. And the surgery, which is pretty expensive, they can come back within 2 weeks after the surgery. So I went to an acupuncturist because a long time ago, he was able to stop the symptoms of I had the flu, and he put in all these little needles, and the nose stopped running, the eyes stopped watering, and that particular acupuncturist was very old. I mean, that was 20 years ago, and he died, and I found someone else, and I just tried it yesterday, and it seems to help a little bit, but can you tell me anything that will help me get rid of these things, because I don't want the surgery?
Well, with polyps, unfortunately, a lot of times once they come, it's hard to get them to go away. And that's, I mean, I'm talking about once they're there. Now, preventing them from coming back, that's a different story. So sometimes the surgery can be helpful. I know it's expensive, but there's some natural things you definitely can try. No doubt about it. Now, let's talk about any type of cystic or polyp type formation in the body. We want to think about proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are actually enzymes that you'll take away from meals, and they help break down excess proteins. A lot of times when you have excess proteins floating around the bloodstream, that's where polyps and cyst formation can come from. And by eating up the excess proteins, those are one of the best things you can do to get the body to kind of, I guess, stop making the polyps is one of the best ways to put it. But, yeah, I mean, really it is. It comes down to our diet. It comes down to not having enough enzymes to break things down. Now, genetically, some people do form cysts and little polyps more than others do. So those are some things that can be helpful. Another thing that they found is white willow bark. White willow bark can be very helpful. It's just an herbal formula that you can get at your local health food store. And hydrochloric acid, betaine, HCL, taking those with meals can be helpful and can be beneficial. So a lot of things you can do to cut down on polyp formation within the body. And the nasal cavity, you're right. Not only are they annoying, but it's just it's a big mess because you're always getting sinus infections. I will tell you to cut down on inflammatory foods. Hands down, I've seen that help as much as anything. And when you cut down on the inflammatory foods, you'll see that. There's an entire list of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly, in my book, Empowering Your Health. And it'll have all the foods that are good for you and all the foods that are not so great for you. And it'll kind of give you a list, and it'll help break things down, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all of that. I mean, it just really breaks it down for you. I would take a look at that and see where everything lands to kind of get your body where it needs to be and get you on a path, hopefully, to get these polyps to where they're kind of leaning out, because they are. They're annoying and they're frustrating, and and I know you're tired of dealing with it, but obviously you want to do everything you can to avoid surgery. I just will tell you this, a lot of times the polyps, once they're there, tough to get them to go away without it. But getting, you know, moving forward, you can have a good solid game plan to keep everything where it needs to be. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Facebook and Twitter. If you're not into the social media world, jump on, become a fan or friend on Facebook and also Twitter. We'd love to have you there. Stay in touch with all the behind the scenes of what's going on and some giveaways that we'll be doing coming up very soon. Let's go to Don now. Hi, Don.
How you doing?
Living well.
Hi,
what's
Doctor.
Up?
Basically, my question is this. I was listening to you talk about the effects of an inflammatory diet and it's how necessary it is to do something about that. In the case of, say, someone who has asthma or bronchitis, can that be approached through a dietary way to deal with this and control it?
With asthma?
Yes,
or
sir.
Just bronchitis or both?
Well, actually, I'll say asthma.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. With asthma, you got one of the root causes of asthma are food allergies. And the food allergies are really one of the big factors. And gluten, which is a protein that's in most grains, like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods, the gluten protein is a real big one. And once you avoid that and you get that out of your system, then it takes about 7.5 weeks from the time you stop eating any type of flour-based foods for the gluten to come out of your system. But once it gets out of your system, then you're at a good pace, and then you're on good playing ground, because one of the big reasons that people deal with asthma is inflammation within the body, especially in the digestive tract, and people have food sensitivities, maybe even to the level of a food allergy, but those food sensitivities are just unbelievable. And they can really take a toll on you. So something to think about as you're going through that is cutting out the gluten. Also cow's milk, dairy, the casein protein that's in the cow's milk, which is different than, say, goat's milk, is really hard on the body. And people with asthma, it can trigger asthmatic reactions. And also vitamin D has been shown to be helpful with asthma, getting those numbers where they need to be. And then also checking into your iron levels. Iron and ferritin can play a role. If they're off in the body and those levels are kind of not where they need to be, it can be a real challenge when you're dealing with asthma. So hopefully that can help get you back on the path. But your food is going to be a real key, and it can be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. It puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.